Hello there, and you're very welcome to the KBC Bank Investment Podcast in association with the Sunday Business Post. I'm Ian Guider. Over the last number of months, we've been guiding you through your investments. And in this episode, we're going to be talking to you about innovations in investing and also ways to protect your investment against downside risk. I'm delighted to be joined here in the Sunday Business Post HQ by Hugh O'Rourke from KBC Asset Management and Niall Tobin from KBC Fund Management. You're both very welcome, gentlemen. How are you today?
Very good, Ian. Thanks for having us.
Not at all. Good to see you guys back again. Now, we're going to get a little bit technical. There's no way around it. And I know over the last number of months when we've been doing this podcast, we've tried to keep it non-technical for people out there, but we have to at some times because the finance industry is like that. Hugh, many people out there, when they invest, are always worried about the downsides to investing in the markets out there. But it's something you can't avoid, but you should embrace it. And there are things you can do to limit those risks.
Yes, indeed, Ian. First of all, before anyone who is considering investing, the first place we always recommend people to start is their benchmark. So regardless of any kind of jargon or any kind of complexity out there, all investments should start with your benchmark. And when I say benchmark, I mean, are you a defensive investor? Are you dynamic? Or are you a very dynamic investor? What we do in KBC Bank is we have a suite of products to match each of those risk profiles. But your risk profile is the first most important starting point.
Yeah, Neil, there's a lot of people out there who, you know, what is my risk profile? What are most people in Ireland? What's the profile? Does it look like?
Generally, most people in Ireland and investors in our fund tend to be defensive. They are people who have had money on deposit previously and now are looking for a much better return than the low rates that are currently offered. So most of the money that we manage are clients with a defensive profile, which in our fund translates to a downside risk and a loss of 5%.
How does that compare to international investors? Are we a bit more conservative, I take it?
Well, we can only really compare against the other markets where KBC Asset Management are active. So Belgium being our home or main market, we see that 75% of investors are defensive, whereas in Ireland we're closer to 82-83%. So yeah, we're a little bit more defensive than our Belgian counterparts.
Okay, so when we accept that we're a little bit more defensive out there, but there are you've got products for people out there who, if they don't want to take on a huge amount of risk, you can do it for them.
Well, what we try to do is we operate a pillar approach in KBC Asset Management in terms of the products that we offer. So our first pillar is our open balance product for people who have a longer term view, and we recommend that people always have a longer term view with when they consider investing. Our second product then is our floor protected product. And this is what you've been speaking about when we're talking about people who want to protect themselves on the downside. So our floor protection products have three levels of floor protection. Our defensive products will protect a floor of 95%. Our dynamic products will protect a floor of 90%. And our very dynamic products will protect a floor of 85%. Our third and final pillar then is our momentum product, which takes advantage of any kind of clear directional signals that exist in the markets.
People look at the financial markets over the last number of years and said, we've actually had a pretty good run for the last 9 years. Do people really, do people see the benefit in markets like this of adding on defensive products?
I think that they always do because there is short-term volatility. At the start of this year, the S&P hit an all-time high earlier on in January. But then we had a flash crash almost. We had 2 days where the market lost approximately 10%.
What do you do in a scenario like that? What happened?
For us, during the day, we manage a fund. It's a fund of funds that we manage. So up to lunchtime, we can trade the other KBC funds. Outside of trading hours, we manage the fund through our emergency procedure. This is a 24-hour on-call floor protection.
Medical terminology almost. What does it involve?
Well, it involves we recreate our algorithm, our fund management algorithm, in a file, and then we dedicate one of our portfolio managers, one of the team, to be on call. They have to monitor the markets very closely and be ready for action if anything happens.
Yeah, so it's actually interesting when you ask, do people still have any interest in kind of downside risk given the kind of the prevailing bull market that we're currently in? The answer to that is yes, absolutely, because we launched these CPPI products back in 2006. And since 2006, we've come through an awful lot of periods of volatility, chief amongst them the financial crisis of 2008, where stock markets across the board are almost off by between 40 and 50%. our CPPI products, our floor protected products, delivered the floor protection even throughout times of huge volatility. And that's the benefit, really, that can be seen from investing in products like that.
Yeah, because Neil, you would have seen in markets, there have been, you know, periods of when we have seen over those years where big enough drops intraday and everything. Can you actually actively manage those type of events?
We use our merger procedure to manage those events on a micro level. So for each individual fund that we manage, we'll always protect its floor. It's the primary function of our funds, and it's the main goal of our team. It's, as Hugh has mentioned, it's the unique selling point of these products. And since 2006, through all the crises, none of our funds have ever breached the floor.
There's been some big events during that time. I mean, people think of the Brexit vote that nobody predicted, and also the election of President Donald Trump. I mean, that's an incredible sell-off overnight for people on this side of the world. I mean, did you even manage it through that?
Yeah, the night of the US election, it'll always stick out in my mind. I'm a big politics fan and studied it for my degree. And the night of the US election, I was on call on our team, so I had to cover the 24-hour emergency procedure. I went to bed relatively early because I had a feeling that I might need to do something. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, my phone started to give me alerts to say that the markets were falling. I went downstairs, logged onto our system, and by that stage, the markets were off 5%. Before I'd even had time to go into the office, I had to start trading, shorting the financial futures market. All from the comfort of my own couch.
So we only launched these products, which have existed in Belgium since 2006. I myself was actually in my previous life a fund manager on Neil's team, but I started working as a CPPI fund manager in 2010, and the popularity of these products, especially in Belgium, is borne out in the assets under management that we saw. So when I started off, we had about 9 billion across all of our CPPI products. And by the time I left to my new job for KBC Asset Management, the assets under management figure was closer to 25 billion. So customers really saw the benefit in getting any of the potential upside that might exist there, but they're also protecting themselves on the downside.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing out there, because people do have that concern about investments. Look, you hear it on the disclaimer, values can go down as well as up. And people, people like to have that comfort. I think you found that from your own research of clients.
Yeah, well, again, it's what we try to recommend is, first of all, customers come into KBC Bank, have their risk profile assessed. Once then they're comfortable with their risk profile, they should invest in line with their risk profile. And then we'll recommend our entire suite of products to help them with any of their investment needs.
I know we've thrown out a lot of technical terms in there, but for people, they don't have to worry about these things. These are standard market things that you guys do.
Yeah, there's nothing unusual in our fund. If you think of that, our CPPI fund follows the KBC balanced investment strategy. And then on top of that, we overlay an algorithm. Don't get intimidated by the word algorithm. Really, it's a floor protection. It allocates assets between risky, equity and bonds, an alternative, and riskless assets, which we consider cash.
In an era where, you know, the interest rate cycle we're in right now, they're pretty much zero, but they are going to change. I mean, do you think people will start to take on maybe a bit more risk? And can you protect them from if they want to increase their exposure?
Well, in my own view, there's no such thing as risk-free anymore. So customers who since we launched this business in Ireland for KBC back in 2014, I suppose our customer base would have been traditional depositors. So depositors are now being faced with an environment where there's basically nothing to be made on deposit when you factor in dirt and the effects inflation has. So once interest rates start to rise, and they will start to rise eventually, they can't go any lower really, customers also have to have an idea where interest rates are going to be in the near future. So we see when interest rates start to rise, they're going to start rising very, very, very gradually. So customers then really have to start considering alternatives. If they want to see any kind of potential return, they're going to have to consider options outside of the traditional deposits.
Neil, one of the things is, you know, there are upside with these in these times as well, because if there is volatility, you can still capitalize on it as well.
Oh, absolutely. As I said, these funds follow the KBC AM strategy. So we implement the balance strategy, a weight of equity and bonds and alternatives into our funds, and then overlay with the algorithm. But that balance strategy is developed by our investment strategy team in Brussels every month. We follow it once a month. We implement that strategy. But another unique feature, to get technical with you again, is that our funds, if they're a sufficient distance from their floor, are able to take on extra risk, which we have assessed on our historical backtests, will not cause a floor breach. So, well, essentially what we do, if you have a defensive fund, it has a benchmark weight of 30% in equities. If the fund performs well or markets are trending up, then that fund can take on extra weight in equities, maybe up to 30% or even, up to 40% in equities or up to 50%, depending on how the markets are performing. So the downside protection of these funds is not a limiting factor on the upside potential in markets that are trending up.
In terms of customers, well, we've talked an awful lot of phrases that have gone out there, and you've educated me in some of them. But do people see all of this, or is this just standard for people out there? You guys take this is what you're offering. It's been developed, and you don't have to worry about it as a customer.
I think when people see the anecdotal evidence, mainly they can see the benefits in the mix of products, especially when you look at events like 2008, 2011, around the euro crisis, Brexit, Trump. You see these bouts of volatility and you see kind of sharp downfalls in the market. So when you face or show a customer what our funds do throughout those periods, they really do begin to see the benefit.
And this is the thing as well, that look, you know, in KBC, you're getting the benefit of the KBC group here as well, the products that those guys have developed.
Yeah, all of the products that we distribute in Ireland are products that have been launched previously in our main market. So they are tried and tested, and they do have a very robust track record.
I know we spoke about that most Irish people have a defensive attitude to investing, but for people out there who do take on that bit more risk, are these products available as well?
Yeah, we have a very dynamic product which offers a floor protection of 85%. Your investment cannot fall by more than 15%. This is very dynamic. The benchmark weight of the equity in that portfolio is about 70%, and we can increase that higher depending on how the fund performs. So yes, there is something there for people with a very dynamic or risk-loving attitude.
People who are trying to take advantage of that bull market that's out there, yeah.
Yeah, we talk about volatility in markets, and it is increasing, and it is going to be something investors who probably haven't had that much experience of in the most recent years are going to have to get used to it, I think, a bit more. I suppose that would be my take on it, but no, I think that would be a lot of other people as well.
You're absolutely correct, and that's why, you know, we can be as technical and we can have as much jargon as we like, but that's when it really comes back to first principles. People should always invest in line with their risk profile, because if and when there is volatility, they're more able to withstand it if they invest in line with that profile.
Yeah, and you know, volatility, it can be good as well.
It can. When people talk about volatility, most investors are actually concerned about downside volatility rather than upside volatility. Both of them actually spell the same thing for our funds. We look at the volatility of the markets, both short and long term, are an input into our algorithm. So we consider both when deciding on the correct asset allocation.
Okay, I think we've thrown an awful lot of terms and jargon, and I hope we haven't actually put anybody off. I don't think we have, because people do actually, I think they understand it and know they have to understand it.
What I would say is, if people do have any questions, the best option is to come and visit KBC, any of our hubs. There's an investment specialist in all of the hubs who will be able to bring you through all of the options we're just after talking about in far less technical detail.
Yeah, and hopefully that the emergency procedures doesn't sound as painful as they might do. In fact, Neil Tobin and Hugh O'Rourke from KBC, thank you very much for coming in. We'll have more from the KBC Bank Ireland Post podcast in a month's time. Thank you very much for listening.